Welcome. I was lying around yesterday and I felt sick, literally. I thought something was wrong. I was getting worried. And my wife is very intuitive. And she said, "You're not sick, you're just uninspired." And I responded, "Oh, I've got so much going on with these meditations and all these Zoom presentations." And she said, "But what is your community inspiration? Everything you're doing is digital. There's a void there." And she's right. There's a huge void from the lack of human interaction and human experiences that we're used to having. I have a lack of energy that I confused with illness. So my wife and I had a huge talk about how to get our family behind a purpose, how to help old people in our community, how to get to work as a family. And of course, it's tricky because you can't have physical interactions with people, so that void remains. I think we have two options. One is to sit in the void. It exhausts you. It wears you out. It's like a gaping wound. And the other is to say, here is this blank canvas, something fresh and different on which to create a new chapter. I saw a great quote from Brené Brown. "We will not go back to normal. Normal never was. Our pre-corona existence was not normal, other than we normalized greed, inequality, exhaustion, depletion, disconnection, confusion, rage, hoarding. We should not long to return. We are being given the opportunity to stitch a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature." To stitch a new garment, to lean into the change, as uncomfortable as it might be. So I got an email this weekend from a doctor in New York City. He's a family friend, and he reads my blog, and he's a top dog at New York City Langone Hospital. And so he sent me this incredible interview he did with Katie Couric. It's an interview for Time magazine, and he talks about how he is the guy coordinating the doctors from all their disparate fields to help patients with COVID. So like dermatologists, ophthalmologists, vascular surgeons, plastic surgeons, he's coordinating how they can be of help right now. And he said what's so different and difficult is that all the research and learning is happening in real time. Doctors spend their whole careers studying, learning, understanding, but now it's just happening and you got to figure it out on the fly. And that's the case for you, that's the case for me. So it could be that you're in this void, but it also could be that you're in this blank canvas and we got to make that switch in real time. Every moment of every day provides you a chance to make a conscious choice and grow and help and love. And of course, if you come to it the other way, every moment of every day provides a choice to be lazy and worried and just hoping and waiting till this is all over. And if you have a family, you got to do this as a team. There are moments where my wife is in the void and I pull her onto the blank canvas. Today I was in the void, she pulled me onto it. Moments where my kids are lazy, complaining, we have to show them the way. And then there are moments where a 3- and 5-year-old who have no sense of really what's going on, but their childlike wonder is what we need to snap to it. It's such a challenging time. Nobody knows when it ends or how it ends, so we need to help each other through this. So what is something that you can do right now to help? As an example, tomorrow, Tuesday, April 21st, 12:30 p.m. Pacific time, I'm hosting a Zoom session with 30 or 40 elders. I'll put a link in the email accompanying today's meditation. And if you're interested, here's a chance to show up for these elders. Let them know that you care about them, you're thinking about them. If you're in the void tomorrow, please join us. By leaning on each other, we open ourselves to the uncertainty as a transformational creative force, rather than a depleting, exhausting emptiness. Take a moment to get more comfortable. To all that is unknown and there's so much right now. For this moment we share in meditation, may we stop searching for answers and just relax. Relax your mind. Relax your heart. Relax your constant need to be on guard. Relax into the emptiness. Just take a few deep breaths. Every breath helps you release a layer of tension. Every breath releases a layer of protection. Every breath releases a layer of wear and tear. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to recognize uncertainty as a creative force. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Thank you. your attention wandered. Follow the breath in. Follow the breath out. Coming back to the moment. I think we all have these moments where you're in the void, lost, lazy, worried. We all have these moments where you are in this blank canvas to stitch a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature. It changes moment to moment, day to day. So we need each other to explore this relationship with uncertainty so that it becomes a transformational creative force rather than a depleting, exhausting emptiness. To all that is unknown, can we take at least this moment in our day to stop searching for answers and just relax? Relax your mind, relax your heart, relax your need to be on guard. Relax into the emptiness. I'll see you tomorrow.